Hi there, I'm Tom Field. I'm Senior Vice President of Editorial with Information Security Media Group. Topic of discussion today is how to reduce cyber risk in manufacturing with identity security. Here to speak with me today is Aaron Havener. He's an IT security analyst with Trane Technologies. Aaron, thanks so much for taking time to speak with me today.
Yeah, not a problem. Glad to be here.
So Aaron, manufacturing is a fast-paced industry, constant innovation. What cyber risk challenges have you seen arise from such rapid digital transformation?
I think one of the biggest things that I've seen so far is just the advancement of non-human identities, or NHIs, really. Those accounts and identities in the cloud space that are popping up everywhere, kind of doing things that humans were doing before, but we're not capturing as well because they're a little bit newer in the industry.
Aaron, how would you say your manufacturing identity strategy changed to reduce your risk?
Yeah, our identity strategy really changed a few years ago in an effort to kind of reduce our manual provisioning and deprovisioning process when it comes to kind of our main identities, which kind of lived in Active Directory, getting SailPoint and getting automation going via SailPoint. We were actually able to kind of prevent over-provisioning and orphaned accounts, and be able to reduce our manual support tickets. We were doing 100,000 per year. We dropped it down to about 60,000 per year of manual support tickets. And all of those were essentially new employees or new contractors that we were bringing into Active Directory.
Now, big question. How do you balance cybersecurity with operational efficiency? That's always the challenge.
That is always a challenge. So we ended up balancing our cybersecurity kind of with that operational efficiency by automating a lot of our processes in terms of creating identities and being able to provision them where they need to be, and kind of utilizing SailPoint as that automation piece has really helped us a lot in terms of creating the accounts. Before we had SailPoint, we were doing them mostly manually. We were creating them in a disabled state, and then we had our IAM team going through and having to modify attributes and enable them and put them in the right space. With SailPoint, we're able to take all those actions they were doing, automate them, so it happens cookie cutter every single time, instead of maybe there's a spot that they forgot an attribute, so now that account isn't working correctly. So really, our cybersecurity and identity has done operational efficiency versus reduced it.
Let's talk about benefits. What have you seen gained from centralized visibility over identity growth, especially when you think about intellectual property protection?
So kind of in manufacturing, we have a lot to protect from external and even our internal threats. Because sensitive data, it's not just a cyber risk, it's a business risk. If our designs are out there in the wild open internet, those are our designs, secrets, anything kind of sensitive that would give us a disadvantage, or at least give our competitors an advantage because they know what we're selling and how we're selling it. So kind of having a centralized spot to see what accounts we have and making sure that they're in the right life cycle kind of helps us to be able to reduce that landscape of things being taken by an internal or even an external threat and shared where it shouldn't be shared.
Now, how would you say you've been able to implement robust identity security without hindering in any way the 24/7 operations that you have? I wonder if you could share some examples of effective automation.
Yeah. So kind of going back to that, the workflows about creating our identities, I mentioned SailPoint does a lot of the automation of creating the accounts, but it's more than just creating the accounts. we're directly linked in with our HRMS system. So whenever there's a change to somebody's account, whether that is they need to be removed from or disabled in our systems, it will disable their access. On the flip side of that, maybe they've gone on leave or they have left the company, but now they're coming back. SailPoint sees all of those changes and is able to, SailPoint is able to go through and change their life cycle to the correct life cycle, re-enable their accounts, things like that. And this can all happen within an hour. That's about how often we get from our HRMS system. But as soon as we get that information, it's within 30 seconds. It's done.
So Aaron, we've talked about a lot of the benefits. What challenges would you say you face transitioning to automated identity security processes? And as a result, what advice would you give to others that are now just starting this journey?
One of the challenges that I know that we faced when we were initially moving to our automated processes was ensuring that the data looked correct, making sure that really there wasn't duplicate accounts, making sure that we had a lot of the right information that we needed to make the accounts for any of our new or even existing employees out there. The other challenge was managing the amount of manual support tickets that we were creating. I know I mentioned a previous question that we went from 100,000 down to 60,000. That was just in our IAM space. We've also implemented a few automated workflows that processed another 12,000 requests into other various systems on getting them access to what they needed. And some of the advice that I would give, I know I talked about making sure to look over the data. We looked over the data, made sure there's no duplicates, and we had all the information that we needed. But kind of start small, implement a phased approach, start in a dev or a sandbox environment first, make sure the data you're getting in is creating the accounts or the access that you need them to have. And then from there, focus on the greatest risk. Like I said, our greatest risk at the time was over provisioning, giving people access maybe that they didn't need or want. And kind of start there, start small, phase it in.
Excellent advice. Aaron, thank you for your time and thank you for your insight.
Absolutely. Thank you.
Again, the topic is how to reduce cyber risk in manufacturing with identity security. You just heard from Aaron Havener. He's IT security analyst with Trane Technologies. For Information Security Media Group, I'm Tom Field. Thank you for giving us your time and attention today.